eventually go back to seeming weird to me. By MG, Mary Hart. I won't be back to normal till I see what your nipples look like. Read by Cookie Mom, 6067. Yusuf sighs and rolls over what feels like the 100th time that night. I don't suppose you're going to be quiet and go to sleep anytime soon. Nicolo is stretched out at the opposite end of the tent and apparently not any more asleep than Yusuf is. They've been traveling together for several months, which, incidentally, is also how long they've gone without killing each other. Throwing away the strange companionship born of their mutual blessing, affliction, seemed foolish, hence the traveling and the shared tent. But that doesn't mean they're friends. Nicolo is a cranky bastard, no way around it, although Yusuf suspects some of that is the result of Nicolo coming to terms with the horrors he'd been part of. He doesn't involve Yusuf in that reckoning, which is fine by Yusuf. He has enough problems of his own without this strange man adding to the pile. Although recently Yusuf has started to wonder if there's at least one problem, besides the unsettling inability to stay dead, that they share. Yusuf notices the way Nicolo looks at him sometimes. The man's not nearly as subtle as he thinks he is. And Yusuf, God help him, Yusuf looks at him right back, except, he hopes, with more stealth. Nicolo is frustratingly attractive. Yusuf hates admitting it, but it's the truth. Even those unsettling eyes draw him in. He desperately wants to know what the man's upper arms feel like, which is frankly embarrassing. And yet, he's having shit luck sleeping, and he has reason to suspect that Nicolo's not uninterested. It's been such a weird fucking year, he thinks. This might as well happen. You know what might help me sleep, he says, before he can change his mind. Nicola makes a vaguely inquisitive noise. We could have sex. He hears a rustle of blankets as Nicola sits straight up and fumbles for one of the oil lamps. A few moments later, a flame is flaring to life, illuminating Nicola's incredulous face. Are you serious? Yusuf shrugs. Why not? We both have energy to work off, and I imagine it's been quite some time for both of us. We don't have to, of course, but we could. I've seen you looking. You're very bad at hiding it. Nicolo snorts. Who says I was trying to hide it? Took you long enough to notice. Now it's Yusuf's turn to sit up, slightly too fast, as it happens. He's blinking away spots of light as he says, You did that on purpose? I didn't know how to pose the question. So you've wanted to for how long? Don't go reading into it, Nicolo insists. You're a very handsome man. You must know this. You're a very strange man, Yusuf shoots back. You must know this. Yes, yes. Do you still want to fuck or no? Fucking seems a bit involved, Yusuf thinks and says so. All right, Nicolo says. Mouths, then? If you want, Yusuf agrees, as long as you're naked. Nicolo looks him right in the eyes and pulls his shirt over his head, exposing shoulders that are so broad that Yusuf is a little angry about it. We're not going to get very far if you stay over there, he says, letting a bit of snap come through in his tone. He really wants to get off with this man, but he doesn't have to be happy about it. Nicolo sighs as though he's the most put-upon man alive instead of a man who's facing an imminent orgasm, courtesy of Yusuf's mouth. You're welcome in advance, Yusuf thinks, because he knows his skill set. But he leaves the warmth of his own bedroll for Yusuf's. You next, Nicolo says, gesturing to Yusuf's shirt. Yusuf obliges and emerges from his disrobing to find Nicolo's gaze raking up and down his body. Like what you see? Nicolo leans forward and drags his tongue across one of Yusuf's nipples. Yusuf's too stunned to do anything except make some kind of inarticulate noise of surprise. Maybe I'll be able to stop thinking about doing that now. Been thinking of me? Yusuf asks, mostly to hear Nicolo admit it again. Constantly, Nicolo says, tucking his face against Yusuf's neck, which knocks the breath out of Yusuf's lungs a little. He wasn't expecting Nicola to confess it so openly. The things I've imagined doing to your body, all the ways I could make you scream with pleasure. What do they teach priests at their schools? Ha! The better question is what the students teach each other. Look at me. Nicola sits back, looks at Yusuf with those odd pale eyes. We're only doing this once, you understand. Nicola makes a face. Of course I understand. To get through it. Like a fever. Exactly. Just making sure we both understand. I understand. Good. Fine. So. They stare at each other for a moment that lasts slightly too long. Right as Yusuf opens his mouth to say, are you going to get on with it then? Nicola makes an impatient noise and pushes Yusuf onto his back. Do you kiss? Nicola asks. You can kiss me, I suppose. And then Nicola is on top of him, mouth open against his, and fuck. Yusuf thinks he's had this dream at least once. His body certainly remembers. He's hard in almost no time at all. He manages to get his hands on Nicola's upper arms, and, God, they're very good arms. It's absolutely not fair. After a while, Nicola begins to work down his body with a series of biting kisses that have Yusuf trying very hard to stay quiet. If this is going to be a competition over who can make less noise, Nicola says, mouth so close to Yusuf's cock that Yusuf can feel his breath, I can assure you that you'll lose. I don't believe you. He forces himself to finish the sentence as Nicola draws Yusuf's cock into his mouth. Yusuf bites back a string of fuck and yes and Nicolo, because under no circumstances will he be saying this man's name in this situation, and if he can make it to the other side of his orgasm, he won't have to worry about it anymore, because this won't be happening. Again, he breathes, as Nicolo hollows his cheeks and takes Yusuf so deep Yusuf can feel the back of Nicolo's throat. Nicolo pulls almost all the way off, then swallows Yusuf down again, and Yusuf's biting his fist. He can feel Nicolo's fingers digging into his thigh. The man sucks cock like he was born for it. A noise escapes Yusuf's throat, without his permission, as he comes. At first he hopes Nicolo is too preoccupied with swallowing Yusuf's spend to notice, but the smug expression on his face, when he looks up from between Yusuf's legs, puts that hope to rest. Well, obviously, he's going to have to give this man the cocksucking of a lifetime to balance the ledger that is the surreal and sleep-deprived interaction. Nicola doesn't need to know that, of course, because then Yusuf would have to admit that he has just received the cocksucking of a lifetime. They switch places, and Yusuf kisses Nicola slow and thorough because he's not giving Nicola the chance to claim that Yusuf does anything less than give as good as he gets. He sucks Nicola off with determination and no small amount of enjoyment, although Nicola has an infuriating amount of self-control when it comes to the noises he makes, and comes in Yusuf's mouth with only the barest suggestion of a sigh. When Yusuf sits up, he notices that Nicola's hand is buried in his own hair, fingers still twisted in the strands, and feels a bit disappointed that Nicola hadn't put that hand in his curls instead. Once he has his breath back, Nicolo hauls himself upright, and Yusuf allows himself one last long look at Nicolo's body. Almost before he knows what's happening, Nicolo is thanking him and handing him his shirt. You're welcome. He pulls the shirt over his head. And thank you, too. Now we won't have to worry about it anymore, Nicolo says, moving back to his own bedroll and donning his own shirt again. Indeed, we can focus on other problems. And maybe you can finally go to sleep. Oh, that's right. That's how this started. Yes. Put out the lamp? Nicolo does, and Yusuf listens to the sounds of him settling back in under his own blankets. Good night. Good night. Yusuf hardly sleeps, which is how he knows that Nicolo tosses and turns all night. Once we do it, it'll be like, well, that's what that was like. And you'll hopefully go back. You're seeming weird to me, but right now let's have it, of course. I mean,
obviously you want to too, just super quickly have it occur.